Today's learnings from the Nishas B'chaim Luz of Shoshana Yemoshe and Anil Rivka Bas Maisha Israel the Yisrael Malach Har Maisha B'schus for Shalem Achai Maisha Yemaka Mibrach B'Asar Malka Matitzu M'fei Goldina and Aschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simen Reish Nun Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Hei. We are almost at the end of the Ramah. Actually, not almost at the end of the Ramah. We still got a little bit to go in the Ramah, but we are, for those inside, we are on page 46 of the Dir Shemesh Habura, on the second to the last line of the Ramah. Says the Ramah, "V'chol advarim she'asa la'aseis medvarim elu." All these cases that we spoke about throughout this entire siman that we are not allowed to do, many of them, most of them were gezeiros derabanan. Asur loy malein Yehudi la'aseis. You cannot tell a goy to do it for you. Okay, so. Let's say you have a case of pot. You took it off the oven before Shabbos, and you want to put it back on, and now it's already cold, and we said that you're not allowed to do it because it would not be considered chazah, it would be putting it on l'chatchila, so it's an issur midrabbanan. You can't tell a guy to do it. So he says, l'chayin, asa loy malein Yehudi, l'hachim ha-kederim nitzdan, and you can't tell a guy, heat up this pot that got cooled off. V'im asa kein, if you did do it, asa la'achloi afilitzoinen. So even if you had the guy do it, and then you took it off the fire and now got completely cooled off. So if you would eat it now, you would have zero hana from the guy's malacha. You're not allowed to eat it. It's a knas midrabanan. Omnan, in loy nitzdan and kol kach shadayim ruim lecha. What happens if you told the guy to do it, but it was a case that the pot wasn't completely cold? Then you're allowed to eat it. We'll see Mishavura why in that case, even though we said we paskin you're not allowed to do it, but since there are shitas that hold that you're allowed to do it, so therefore if you did tell a guy to do it and it's there are opinions that hold that you could do it, you are allowed to eat it. So let's see a little bit more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. So holding Sifkat and Sadik Dal, V'chol advar, all these items, Heinu, Afilu dvarim she'en mem rak issa midrabanan, even items that are only in issa midrabanan, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it. L'hacham ha'kedera, afilim lo yitnal gavei eish alakira mamesh, even if the guy's not putting it directly on the fire, the shum ein b'zem shum issa chazara, you're not doing chazara, you're not allowed to. Afal pikein, osa mishum issa bishul kevin shenestanlin l'gamri. Since it got cooled off completely, and now you're putting it back on, even let's say onto the blech on the side, it's an isabishal. We mentioned this a number of times. That if you didn't put it directly on the fire, and since there are some poiskim that are matrit, then, so again, it's the same thing. So if you have shitas that hold, it's okay, then you wouldn't lechatchila be able to tell the guy to do it, but if you did do it, you're allowed to eat it. We said that if, let's say, you went and you told the guy to do something that you that we're for sure not allowed to do, it's an rabbana, okay? Even it got cooled off completely, you're not allowed to eat it. After loy nehanim lechas ein Yehudi, even though you're not having any hana from the work of the guy, mikol makom kenasihu sheyamtu ad la'erev kibdei sheyasa. The chachamim made gzeira, since you violated an issa derabanan, you're not allowed to eat it until Matzah Shabbos, and not only until Matzah Shabbos, you have to wait enough time Matzah Shabbos that you could have done what you told the guy to do. Hayo v'nasa malacha yedei tzivuye, since the guy did it with your command. Now, the im osay and Yehudi came out to Yisrael. So what happens? You have a situation. The guy did it. He knows that you want the food hot. You forgot to put it on the fire. And he goes out and he warms it up for you. You never commanded him to do it. So then, shari lechel tzaynen, then you can take it off. Wait till it cools off completely. So you're not having any anah. Kev and chain and a hand him a malachte klal. Since you're not having any anah from the guy's work. But loy ho your rights of a kach. You didn't ask him to do it. You didn't want him to do it because you know that it's usser. In Cain, Lavko, Kamine, Lassa, Yisrael, the guy can't ask for the food on you. Miyum, Yisrael, Rayayu, if you see him doing it, Sarach Limchais B'yadi, you have to stop him and say, no, you're not allowed to do this for me. Then we said that if it was not completely cooled off, Shadayim, Ruyin, Lecho, Lechain, Afagav, Shenehenim, Eacham, even though it's a little tastier now that it's warmer, Shari b'di'evet, kevin shayochel lecha b'loy chachamim, since it was still somewhat warm, and you were able to eat it really as is, maybe not as delicious as now that he warmed it up, and you there the chachamim did not asa. Afilu hamida and Yehuda agala ei shemamish b'tzivui, even if you told him to do it, afa b'kein and lasel tafsha b'di'evet, you can't aser the food because again it was possible to eat it. Without it, matar lechel, v'chila chima and Yehudi tavshul abasa b'yachad. What happens if you had a case that the guy went ahead and he took and he put a some sort of cooked food that you had, a porridge, and he also you had some meat. He put it together and he warmed it up together. V'tavshul loyhoyim etchilu royer lechel machmas tzeninos. The porridge, the cooked food, was not able, was completely cooled off. You couldn't eat it. Okay. But the meat you were able to eat. He's basically, since you were able to eat the meat cold, there you can't ask. So basically, what he's telling us, if I had two items of food, one was not able to be eaten at all because it was completely cold and it's not good and you can't eat it cold. The other one you were able to eat cold, and the guy put them together, he only asks, since if you would have done just the one that you could eat cold, there we said the eved, the food, even though you weren't allowed to tell him to do it, but the food doesn't become usser. Here too, you separate it, and the one you can eat it. Now, let's go back to Rima. L'chein nahagin she'enim Yehudim mitzin akaderis min atanur. So So they would take the food, leave it in the oven overnight. Now the oven completely cooled off at this point. U'mayshivin etzel taner beis achayrif ayolov. They would then go ahead and put it over the heating system that they had in the house. I'll post some pictures of what the heating system looked like. So they would take the pot and put it on top of the boiler, right? Now the boiler then was obviously not an automatic boiler. But they would put it, have the guy take it and put it on top of the boiler that was off, was the fire had gone out. Umaveris hashivcha achekach hataner, then the guy would come and light the taner. And now through this, the pots go and become hot. Okay, so therefore, you're allowed to eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so again, what's the case? I take my pot that's cooled off, and I put it on top of my boiler that's about to heat my house. The boiler is off at that. Not I have the guy do it. The guy puts it on top of the boiler, and then the guy goes ahead and lights the boiler to heat the house. Okay, there you're allowed to eat the food. Why? And he even says you can't stop the people from doing this. What does it mean? I'm not allowed to tell the guy to warm up the food for me. What do they do? The guy takes the pot that's completely cooled off and puts it down on top of the boiler that's going to heat the house before it's lit. There, at that moment, there was zero issa whatsoever because there's no fire in the oven. Now they go ahead and they light the oven. The main reason the guy's lighting this boiler is in order to heat up the house. It's the middle of the winter. The shari, it's muta, the hakel cholim etzel tzinuk, mashikas b'seif simin reishayim vav. We'll see in reishayim vav that when it comes to heating the house, you're allowed to tell the guy, since everybody's considered a cholim with regards to a cold house, and when it's the middle of the dead of the winter, it's really freezing in the house, and you're allowed to go, it's a mira la'akim for a cholim, right? Because everyone's considered a cholim with regards to the cold. So since I'm allowed to tell the guy to go light the boiler to heat my house, and the guy went ahead and put the pot on the boiler beforehand, but loy lechamas atashu, he didn't light the boiler in order to heat up the food. But after have a psik reisha, even though it's certainly going to happen, legabe le tafshu with regards to the food, chenascham and mamela, now that it's sitting on top of the boiler, it's certainly going to heat it up. Mikol makayim ba'amira le'ein Yehudi, to have a shvus the less by maisa, that telling the guy to do something, which is only the rabbanon, there's no action, you're just using words. So even though it's certainly going to happen, right? I'm not telling the guy to go ahead and put it on the fire. I'm telling the guy, go put it down on top of the boiler. Now go light the boiler to heat up the house. So even though it's certainly going to happen, it's okay. V'da, says the Mishabur, these were boilers that were typically used only to heat up the house. It's not normal to cook over there. Lekach nuchalaima the ain ikka kavanas ain yehudi behesik rak lecham habayis. When the guy lights the boiler, what's his kavanas? Kavana is to heat up the house. V'loy levash rakadeir she'aymel milamayla gavatana, not to heat up the pots. Aval tanurim shekaren English shekichen, which I'll post a picture to, was really basically they had a dual purpose. They had the, and it was the wealthier people. They had the they had these boilers that would not only heat the house, it was also used for cooking. They would also cook on top of that. I can't tell the guy to put the pot there. When the guy goes to light this kind of house heating unit, it's not only to to cook, it's also to it's not only to heat up the house, it's certainly there, his kavan is to cook the pot as well. This is from the Sefer Tuf Tam Adas, when going around Shach, Basim Kuf Ayin Hei, Chen Kos of Shalos Jewish Beis Shloime, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Hei, Chen Kos of Shalos Jewish Shailu Meshe, Madur Gimel, Chelik Gimel, Simen Gimel, Shechalil Alas, Kaim Ayin Be Alocha, that you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do that. So again, if I'm telling the guy to put the pot in a place that's not normally their official, so really there was nothing wrong with putting the pot there, and at that point the fire is not on anyway, and then I tell the guy light the boiler to heat the house, and normally when you light that it's only there to heat the house, that would be mutter. However, let's go back to the Ramah. Aval al yidei Yisrael osa b'chai gavna, the yid can't go put the pot on top of the boilers. Why? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. For the yid to put down the pot to go ahead and on top of the boiler, that he's then going to go ahead and tell the guy to light the boiler, which he's allowed to tell him to light the boiler, but he can't put the pot on top of the boiler. Why? The havelike echad noisna kedera, the echad eish, the rishon pot avalasa. If I go ahead and I say to my friend, listen, I'm going to put my pot down on the stove, you light the fire, I did nothing wrong, I put the pot down. However, although I am putter, because I bet someone I put the pot down, I didn't do anything, it's still, since it was a joint effort, I put the pot, he lit the fire, we have a rule, it's putter, I can't be get a punishment for it, because I technically did nothing wrong, but it's also to do that. Masha Enkin by Miralein Yehudi the Shari, telling the guy to put the pot, that is mutter. Ike kavanasan l'cham ha'bayis the Shari. Okay, because the ultimately when the guy lights the boiler, his main intention is to heat up the house. Now, by the way, this only works when the house is really cold. If the house is not cold, then I wasn't allowed to tell the guy to light the boiler, obviously. So these boilers, for those of you who remember some of our boilers, older boilers used to have that too, you have to have water in it. If you would light the boiler without water in it, it would crack. Okay, so now in the same, using the same logic, so the guy, before he lights my boiler, he fills it up with water, so the boiler shouldn't crack. Now, I can now take that water that he put into that pot that he shouldn't crack to wash my dishes. I can tell him to do it. When I tell him to put the pot on top of the boiler, I'm allowed to because that's not a normal way of cooking. And when he lights the fire, his intention is not to cook my pot. His intention is to heat my house. The only reason he's putting the water in over there is that the boiler shouldn't burst. Even if the guy puts the water afterwards, it's also mutter. Don't tell the guy to put the water in after he already lit the fire. Once again, the yid cannot put it there. Now he brings down just a warning over here. So he just told you that I'm in my house and my boiler goes out. It's the middle of the winter. I'm allowed to call the guy, tell him to turn on my boiler. I have an old-fashioned boiler. I tell the guy, before you put the light the boiler, make sure you fill it up with, I don't have the autofill, make sure that you fill up the boiler with water, right? Now, for those of you who remember those boilers, if I want to, I can go over to the side of that boiler and bleed off some of the water, right? Now that water got put in there on Shabbos by the guy before the boiler was put in. He put it in there so my boiler shouldn't break. I need some hot water. I have some dishes I want to wash, and those dishes are very. I'd like to have warm water to do it, so I can go take that water because there was nothing wrong with it. He says, however, it gives us a little warning. That this that I allow you to use that water, that it's there's not a lot of fat on the plates. The lav hachi also lishpecha mishum she. We learned this yesterday that if I take fats that congealed. And then I put hot water on it, or I make it warm. What do I do to that fat? I'm over the issa of Nilut because I'm creating something new. We'll get this later. You have hot water in your urn. You want to use some of that urn to wash your plates. You can do it, but not if they have fats on it. You can take a bucket of water, put your plate in it, and not go ahead and wash it off. The Zeshar Mishum like of a mice because you're not doing any action. We'll get more into this when we get to that. When we get to that sugya. Okay, let's stop over here. And in Yetzir Hashem, tomorrow we should be able to finish up this sermon.
Oh.